This one's for both of you. Is there any part of a 6-6 tie over two games that's a little bit annoying?
I didn't know that, but now it's annoying. Yeah. It's still points are 2-2, and that's pretty annoying too, but we'll take it, I guess. We can decide it when we're playing some games later with him. We can decide who actually won the trip.
Yeah, you guys won the PlayStation game, so
yeah,
I would say it's 2-1.
So
it's 2-1 for you.
Standing up on the right, Brian.
Sasha, how big was it to get Roberto back, and what does he mean to the hockey club?
Yeah, you guys all saw it, like how good of a goalie he is, and of course, Reimer has been really good the last couple of games, and we just like when we get that type of goalie like Lou back in the net, it's not only on the ice, it's in the locker room too, and he gives us a lot of confidence, and like he's telling us what to do and talks a lot on the ice and off ice.
Front right.
Patrick, what will stand out most about the experience and how will you look back on it years down the road?
I think overall it's just it's been an unreal trip. Do you want to? How's that be that? Yeah, so as I mentioned, it's been an unreal trip. Like he said, I'm going to remember every second that we spent here for the rest of my life. And obviously the atmosphere at the rink was unreal for the both games, and it was a pleasure to play in front of the Finnish fans and friends and family, and it was a nice trip.
Back left.
Barkey back here. Yesterday, after the game, you said all you could think about was the loss, but now that you got this win, how much greater does that make this trip as a whole for yourself? How much more can you enjoy it?
No, it was a good way to end the trip on a win and with the confidence and with the 2 points. And now just everybody in the room, they're happy. And we all know, like, if we continue to play like that and keep getting better, we're going to be good.
We'll do 3 more questions. Back right.
Patrick, over here. You mentioned coming in that you acknowledged, rather, that your game wasn't where maybe you would have wanted it to be. But was it something about the Scandinavian fresh air or some home cooking that kind of got you going?
No, it's the clean tap water. It's really good. It's really refreshing, and I think that was the key.
We'll stay in the back right, Matt.
Sasha, it seemed like you had plenty of scoring chances throughout the game, including the empty net chance there where you passed it off. Is it just in your nature when you're on the ice to try and set up your teammates before taking that shot yourself?
No, I know. Like a couple times yesterday and today I had a chance to shoot instead of passing. And I know I have a Dadonov on my wing who's always open and yelling for the puck. And I just need to sometimes take the shot, and maybe he'll get a rebound in, or maybe the puck will find a way to in the net. And, of course, it's on me when I have the puck. I just need to shoot more. And I know it's my nature that I like to pass more, but I just need to realize that I'm not going to score when I pass.
Last question, front right.
Patrick, I think we all appreciate the importance of being hydrated. But beyond the water, what else is your... You know, as far as your confidence level right now, coming home and getting that scoring touch back again, what's it going to mean like going home?
Yeah, it will be fun. Obviously, we would have a lot more confidence if we would have won this game. But I think for me, I think I had pretty good 2 games, especially this one. I think I created a lot of positive things in their end, and obviously. Got the power play goal that was huge for us, but it wasn't enough tonight. But it will be easier to go home.